At this point, few people would have wanted to show the victorious, all-powerful Christ with that shameful instrument of suffering, the cross. He had told his disciples that he was the way, the truth, and the life, but it's very difficult to show any of these physically. He had announced that he was the light of the world, but it's really hard to show light in a mosaic, especially if, as here, you're dealing with a not very good artist. The mosaicist at Hinton St. Mary, instead of a symbol, gave him a monogram, the Chi Rho, those two letters of the Greek alphabet that begin Christ's name in Greek, written as though they were X and P in our alphabet. In our mosaic, they lie like a halo behind Christ's head. It was a symbol adopted by the Roman Emperor Constantine after his conversion to Christianity in the year 313. Our floor was almost certainly made about 40 years later. We can be pretty confident of that because both Christ and Bellerophon wear their hair in the fashion of about 350. It was Constantine's conversion at the Battle of the Milvian Bridge that in fact made our floor possible. Before he converted, no villa owner would have dared to display their Christian faith so brazenly. Practicing Christians had been persecuted. But now, everything was different. Professor Dame Avril Cameron of Oxford University explains.
The Emperor Constantine seems to have converted himself to Christianity and started to favour the Christians. He is supposed to have seen a vision of a cross in the sky some time before the battle, and thereafter he never deviated from giving privileges to Christians, which was a complete overturning of what had been happening when Christians had not even been legal.